person who falls from his shayrish, the whole union of counting Klal Yisrael is to be ma'ala them back to the shayrish. That's the whole yisod. You have to understand why it says su'u. Su'u is a lotion of carrying, kilu. What's the shaykh, a lotion of su'u by counting? Also Rashi says, the beis avoysam, the dogish over here, that beis avoysam, misha oviv, mishevet echod, v'ima mishevet ache, yakum ha-shevet oviv.
His father is one shevet, his mother is another shevet,
is yakum ha-shevet oviv. So Yichus and Klal Yisrael goes from the mother's side, from the father's side. Mm-hmm. And the Kedushas Levi says in the first Kedushas Levi in the parasha, this week's parasha, that by Goyim the Yichus, it goes from the Mitzada Eim, and by Yidin the Yichus works Mitzada Av. What's the Inyan of Yichus working Mitzada Av by Yidin, and by Goyim Yichus working Mitzada Eim? That says you see a lot of arichas over here. The parasha also of the Indian of Oisais. Says the parasha by Shlishi, talks about the Dgolim. Pasuk says, Ishal digloi ba Oisais le beis avoisam. Right? Rashi says, ba Oisais kol degel ye le ois. Ois means a sign, but ois means also an ois, a letter. And the Medrash brings down, this means parasha, this Fasem, this is Marachan. Medrash brings down that where the Klal Yisrael see the musig of the Golem, and when the Ribbono Shel Olam came down, so the Malachim, the Torah Malachim came down, so they saw the old Malachim were taka sorted out like that, and therefore they were nisave to the Golem, and that's where they got the Golem over here. Was it given the grace of Taiva today? What was the big Taiva? Also, you see a kesh of Yaakov Avinu over here. First of all, Rashi brings down Taka in this pasuk of Boisois. Rashi brings down Boisois lebeis aboisam Bois shemoselem Yaakov Avinu kishenasu mitzrayim. The ois that Yaakov Avinu gave them when they carried him from Mitzrayim. Now what? Vayasalei bonav kashetzivim Yehudi. So on this side, in other words, when they carried up Yaakov Avinu told them he was moistened in the ois. Why is that kosher to Yaakov Avinu? But the Torah also brings down Ishal Digle Boisais Yaakov Romezla Miye Reish Adegel. What's the sod? But the sod is that we know that the Tachlis of Klal Yisrael and the Sheirish of Klal Yisrael is that Yisrael is Rosh Hateves Yesh Shishim Ribui Oisis Latoyer. Every Yid has an Ois, and that's the Rosh Hateves of Yisrael. Why is that a Rosh Hateves of Yisrael? Rosh Hateves means when you're showing that each Ois each ois makes signs. Yisrael is Rosh HaTevis. Yeh Shishim Ribu Oisis L'Toyer. Tachlis of the Shem Yisrael is that each Yid has an ois, and the ois of each Yid is the Shoresh of each Yid, because Yisrael also spells Yosh HaKel, right? Yosh HaKel means how do you get directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to our Shoresh. How? By getting to your ois, Yesh Shishim Ribi Oisis Latoyer, Kenega the Shishim Ribi Yisrael. So every Yid has an ois and every Yid has a Shoresh. Kolzman, that every Yid is Dovak to his Shoresh, so then it's a Matzav of Menucha, and then it's a Matzav of Achdus. When a Yid goes out of his ois, then there's a problem. If every Yid sticks to his Avoida, sticks to what he's doing down here, with his Shoresh, his Avoida, then he's kosher to his Shoresh. Just like the Malachim, everyone knows what his tafkid is, right? That's why we said the Shemaim is Eish Shemaim. Why is Eish Shemaim? Because Eish Shemaim is not a steer in Shemaim. Everyone knows their tafkid. If Eish knows his tafkid and Maim knows his tafkid, they don't have to clash. One doesn't have to put the other one out, because they know the tachlis. When you know the tachlis, so Shemaim, every Malach knows the tachlis, and that's why they're all bediglom b'oisois. The old is the ois. Everyone's got an ois. Ois also means kilu. Ois is the shorish. Everybody's got an ois. And that ois is puts them in their mokim, and that's why kulam ahuvim, kulam berurim, because everybody knows their tachlis. When everybody knows their tachlis, that's the bechina of everyone's in their mokim, in their menucha. Shein remez is the psukah dezimah. We say ashrei yeshu yisachon. Ashrei goes from aleph kitov, right? Say there's aleph kitov, which are all the oises of Klal Yisrael. How does ashrei begin? Ashrei yeshu yisachon. fortunate as a person as sitzt wie er darf sein in sein Platz. Emela, that's Menucha. Wednesday Yom Menucha. Bar Shabbos Bar Menucha. Why is Bar Shabbos Bar Menucha? Because Beini Yivein Bnei Yisrael Oisi Le'olam. Shabbos, every Yid goes back to his Shurish, every Yid goes back to his Ois. Every Yid goes back to his Ois. It's Bar Shabbos Bar Menucha. Bar Shabbos Bar Shalva. Shalom. Right? Shabbat Shalom. 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 Shalom is Shlemus. Achtus. Shabbos is Achtus. That's why Shabbos is Shvu Ish Ish B'mkoymoy. Shvu Ish B'mkoymoy. Shabbos, you have to stay in your Mokr. Shabbos, you have to stay in your Shurish. Shabbos, you have to stay in your Ois. You know how to go out. You know how to go out. Who's Geist HaRois? Migesta. Shabbos is a time for Ashrei Shelisach. Everyone goes back to his Ois. Beni Bemne Israel Oisi Loilam. It's the time where everyone goes back to his Ois. And Shabbos is a time which is Mesugal for every person to be able to go back to his Ois. And that's the connection between Shabbos and the Mishkan. We know Shabbos was Mikdashi Tirosh, Shabbos Oisai Tishmoyru, Lamatas Malochas from the Mishkan. Because the Gemara says in Brochas, Yedea Ahoy Batsalal Oisias, Shenivru Behem Shemayim Oretz. In other words, the difference, if you put the Oisis in the right place, if you sort them out in the right place, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Mechof Peis Oisis. So an Ayid of Gezindig, the Ayid did an Aveiro, he needs a tikkun, he came to the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash was a mokim of, you know how to be Mitzaref, the Oisis. And made the Ayid was put back into his Ois. And that was the Kapari, you get put back into your Ois. Now become an Ashrei Yishrei Vesecha. So that's the same bechina as Shabbos. Shabbos is a menucha de kezach, because it's an oisi loyla. And it's a mikdosh. It was a mokim of Mishkon. Oisi is the tzarif of oisi, shenivu b'em shemayim oretz. The whole inyan of tzarif oisi is to know how to formulate the lettuce, to know how to deal with the lettuce. So if you know where to put everything, is then hakoil al makoimoy yovoy b'shona. And this was the great chilek between Yaakov and Esau. Because Yaakov Avinu, you know, the Helgemar Naim is marachin it. You know, Yaakov Avinu, Parshas Vayetze, so it says, Vayishkav b'mokim ahu. And the Helgemar Naim brings down, Vayishkav, is Rosh HaTevis, Yeish Chav Beis. Remember the Yeish Chav Beis, the Chav Beis Oisis of the Aleph Beis. It's Kim Des Moyerdik. Vayifka b'mokim, right? Vayolan Shom Kivu HaShemesh, Vayikach me'avnei ha'mokim. Sefer Yetzirah says that every Evan is an Ois. Because a few oisius makes a word, a few bricks make a word, a teva means like a word, a box, a place, a mokem, a room, a cheder, whatever. So every ois is an evan. Every ois is an evan. Yikach me avne hamokem, he took from all oisius. Mokem is mekoimoy. And he sorted them out. Ayishkav, ba mokem ahu. He put all the oisius. Yesh Chof Beis Oisius, Vayishkav Bamokim. He put all the Chof Beis Oisius Bamokim in the place. Vayifka Bamokim. That was the sod of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu knew where each one is in its place, so then the Evan shines. Everyone's in his Mokim, he's doing his Avoida, his Evan shines. In Golos, we're out of our Mokim. In Golos, we get thrown out of our Mokim. Shlokam Beis HaMikdosh. So there's nobody to be Mitzaref to connect us to our Ois. So then, our Ois is lacking in its beauty. And that's what we said today in Davening. In Halal, Evan, Masu Abaynim. In Golos, he didn't live up to his Ois. He wasn't Makusha so well to his Ois. So therefore, Masu Abaynim. Haba, Besamidush will come back. Hoysel Reshpina. Evan is the Ois. Is the Ois. So that's what Yaakov Avinu was doing there. That's what Yaakov Avinu is doing there. So then he was talking like the Malachim. Just like the Malachim have their Ois, their Degel, and their Ois. So Vehei Yaakov Avinu was arranging, and therefore, just like Kulam Ahuvim, says the whole Avonim became one. Each one is in its Mokim. So all Avonim became one. If you put them by Mokim Ahu, if you put each one in its place, so then it's Kulam Bechin of Kulam Ahuvim. No? So if you do that, if you formulate all the Oisius of Klal Yisrael, and that's why, by the way, Yaakov's name was changed later to Yisrael. Yeshishim Rebbe Oisius. Yaakov Avinu put all the Shishim Rebbe Oisius in their Mokim. So it's mamish like the Malachim. No, if you fall asleep then after doing that, Helig Avoida, Avos Cholimsta, Malach Helikim, Oilam Yardim Boy. Chavad is Malachim. It's a Malachim Dikka Zach. It's a Malachim Dikka. It's a Malachim Dikka Zach. That's what Yaakov Avinu was saying. Esav, you know, is Fakad. The whole part of Esav is Achabach Atichia. What's right, Achabach Atichia? Yenishtet Mech. He has to kill, he has to be mevatel yen. There's a yen in the world, Michlal. What do you care that there's a yen in the world? You have yours and he has his. There's a yen in the world. The whole shirish of Esau is al-char b'chatichye, that he's mevatel yen as metzias. You have yours and he has his. Hitli machshon mezichron. Right? That was his whole mishigas. That was the whole nest. That he had this mishigas from Esau. You have Germany in Machshemoy. No, he wants Europe. And he wants everybody else is gonish. Everybody else is cursed. That was his motto. Everybody else is cursed. Only he's the zach, and he has to take over everything else. We'll see. And this is one country, one continent. No, Yenestetmich. I have to overcome Yen. I have to conquer Yen. That's Esau. Yaakov. Esau is obviously Yaakov. Puts everybody in his ois, jeder in sein Avoide, eine Stadt nicht der Zweite. And that's why Yaakov, the 12 Shvatim, the Yud Beis Shiftekor, that's the whole Indian of the Yud Beis, plus we discussed, plus Yaakov is Echot, Yaakov made his Achdus, everyone's different, but he was Misachad them all together. And that happened in Parshas Vayetze. Chefetz Yedua, the one of the longest. Rosh Hatevis, one of the longest Rosh Hatevis in Parshas Vayetze, the beginning of Parshas Vayetze. I remember when we learned the Gers of the Yankas, I learned it in Cheda. Vayetze Yaakov, Be'er Shova, Vayelach Arona. So it's a famous Rosh Hatevis. Vayetze Yaakov, so Mi Be'er Shova is Rosh Hatevis, Miad Bo, Alist of Rosh, Shehu Ben Esav. That's Be'er Shova. And Vayelach is Vayitin La Yaakov Koil. Yaakov gave him everything, that's the Indian. So Yaakov gave him everything. Yitin lo Yaakov koil. So in other words, that's the parasha. It's mevar da oisius. It's a langer Rosh Hatevis there in that parasha. But that was the avoid of Yaakov Avinu. To work on the oisius, to work on the oisius of Klal Yisrael. Everyone should cling to their ois, and to give Klal Yisrael a koyach of everyone should cling to their ois, and everyone should know kilo what his avoid is, and cling to his avoida. And that's how, just like the Torah is made out of all the different oisius that were formulated together to write the Hilika Torah, that's how the Torah came down to us. So too Klal Yisrael also has to be prepared in that way. And taken by the Dugolim over here, by the Dugolim, that's exactly ish lebeis oisius, the oisius, right? That's the Lashon Natos ish al diglai ba oisius. Ishal diglay ba'oisis, oisi. Everyone got an ois. Each yid. So the shishim riba oisis in the Torah is the yidin were the bereishis the yid was over here. Next to him was the reish the yid. The next to him was the aleph and the sheen. And that's how all the yidin. So if you have an aerial view, what's the gezena sefer Torah? You can stand in a helicopter there, and you can have the yad of the sefer Torah, the eitz, and you can say bereishis baruch and lekim. I see all the different yidin. Everybody was formulated ish kefi his ois. Which is a malach de kazach, and that was the Klal Yisrael in this aver to be. Everyone has a taiva to be in the shayrish. But so on, the malachim was set out. They had a taiva to be set out that way. That's the inyan of su'u. That's the inyan of counting. Su'u counting means you putting Moshe Rabbeinu put each one in his place. He elevated su'u is lashon to be elevated. He elevated each one into his shayrish. So he's counting Klal Yisrael. He's counting everybody into their shayrish. Now that we can understand the chiluk between an av and an aim, and why Rashi brings down at the beginning of the parasha that by Yiddish Yichus, the father's in one shevet, mother's in the other shevet, the av is machriya. Because the difference between the father and the mother is that you do that the mother, she looks after the child ki'ilu kafi shehu. She's not shoyrish, she's not shroshidik. She looks after the child because that's the chiluk. I mean, the original shoyrish, the tipol, comes from the father. And then the mother, Kilu, develops and it's might see the child that are poil. So the mother's more into the bapoil. Right? So the goyim only look at the bapoil. They're not interested in shayrish. So maybe they count the yichas and the mother. Telling me the father's a shayrish. Let's keep it the way it is bapoil. So their yichas is from the mother. Hashemkein, a father takes you back to your shayrish, takes you back to your ois. And therefore, what's a father in Hebrew? An av, aleph base. A father takes you back to the aleph base. Takes you back to the ois. That's why we said that Evan is your ois. Evan is Rosh Hatevis, av ben. Because Evan is the koyach of the ben, is nichlal into his father, and his father takes him back to his ois. So, therefore, if the whole tachlis is a Klal Yisrael is over here being elevated back to their ois, back to their ois in the aleph base, where the aleph base? Av. Av is the aleph base. So the yichus goes, to the base of ois. And then when everybody goes back to their yichus, everybody goes back to their ois, then they become like the malochim. So just like the malachim are called, the whole malachim and the mazalich, everything there in Shemayim, that's all called a tzava. It's called an army. Tzva Shemayim. Why is it called a tzva? Tzva Shemayim. Because that's how a tzva works. A tzva is made up of all different. The ikar by a tzva is that everybody has to know his duty. You can't take the cook in the army and tell him to fly a plane, a fighter jet. Everyone's got to know what their task is. And the whole in milchoma, it's what's called strategy. What does strategy mean? Artillery, and they're going to bomb from here, and the ships are ready from there, and they're going to parachute, and they're going to cover, give air cover, and this cover, and that cover. Hoish and Sruli should have been here this week. So that's a tzava. A tzava is where everybody is makir, kol echad makir mekoymoy. And then it all works together. They go in front line, they go back line, they go this, it all works together. That's exactly how the Shemayim works. Chol, Gavriel, Mimini, Mispchol, Mismoili, Gavriel, Mifonai, Riel, everyone's got their Mokoim, Malaloch, everyone's got their Mokoim, their job, their Tachlis, their Shlichis, and that's how it's supposed to work. So, therefore, when you're counting Klal Yisrael and you're putting them back their ois, you start counting them from the age where Kol Yotzei Tzova B'Yisrael. You start counting Miben Esrim Shana V'Mala Kol Yotzei Tzova B'Yisrael. Why dafka Miben Esrim? Because Esrim is when you're nidden Bebezin Shel Mala. Right, Bar Mitzvah is you're nidden Bebezin Shel Mata. By Esrim you're nidden Bebezin Shel Mala. Why? What's the difference? Because by Esrim, the pshat is by Esrim, your shirish down here connects to your shirish up there. In other words, by Esrim, the person gets the das to know that his maisim affect, and they go all the way up to his shirish up there. So if by 20 he's got das to know that his maisim affect all the way to his shirish up there, and that's Esrim. So Mela, by the age of Esrim, he can connect to his shirish lamala. And that's why he's nidden, bebezin shalmala, by Esrim. Because now he's responsible for what's going on the Mala, because now he's Makusha to the Mala. His Sherish down here and his Sherish down there are connected together. And that's Miben Esrim Shana. So that's the age where you can count. That's the age where you can put him back in the Sherish. That's the age where you can have his Avoida to be back into his Sherish. That's Miben Esrim. So that's why it's connected to the army as well, the Melchama, to the Tzobo. Ben Esrim Shana, everyone goes back to his Ois. And therefore Tzava is called Tzvokos. That Bechin is called Hashem Tzvokos. Tzvokos is Tzava Ois. Tzava Ois. When everyone goes back to their Ois, so then they look like a Tzava. Everyone knows what his Tachlis is. And that's Tzvokos. Then he goes back to his Ois. That's the ending of Tzvokos. So that's Miben Esrim Shana on the Mala. What's the Sherish of all the Ois? It's the Aleph. The Aleph is made up of a Yud Lamala and a Yud Lamata. Yud Lamala, Yud Lamata is 20. In other words, 20, you go back to the Bechinas, you go back to the Sherish of the Oisius. Go back to the Sherish of the Oisius. You ben Esrim Shana v'Mala, and each goes back to his Ois. Then now we have an army. Now we have an army. Everyone's back to their Ois. So now we have a Tzva. Now it's Mechubah to the Inyan of Tzva Shemayim, Lachom Mishtachavim. That's the Inyan also why on Shabbos, Malachim come down to us. Because when it's an Ois, and it's the Tzvokos. So then just like there, the Tzva Shemayim comes and joins us down here also living our life Tzva. Shvuish Mekoimu, everybody's in his Mokim, everybody's in his Tachlis, and everybody's in his Mokim. So that's the Koyach of an Av. He puts the Yid back into his Ois. Even, Av Ben, from 20. He connects to Shurish Lamala. That's the Su'uv, that's the counting. That's the Degel. Ois Ois, Lebeis Avoisim. The oisos is the oisis, the base of oisom, the av, the aleph base. He puts a person back, and that's the sod. That's the sod of also preparing us for shavuos. Whole inyan of ki'ish echad b'lev echad. The holy sod of the chelek haTorah. That's why we ask in davening taka after karbonus. At the end of karbonus, We're going up to the Olam HaYetzirah, which is the Olam HaMalachim. What do we say? What's the last thing we say? Kilu, second last thing we say in Korbanos, the end of Korbanos. We say Perek in Zvachim. How does that Perek in Zvachim begin? Eizo Mekoyma. Eizo Mekoyma. Al Sata Platz. That, ping that one. Eizo Mekoyma. Beis HaMikdash was a place, but Tzal was Mesada, all Oisis. Tzal all Oisis. It's Al Sata Platz. Eizo Mekoyma. Says the Heilige Rizal. Have you HaKadosh writes? Rav Chaim Vital writes, Vashar Korbanos. That why did they choose the perek of Ezra and Koyim? Because the only perek where there's no machloikas. There's no two shittas. There's no machloikas in the Mishnah. Why? Because if everyone knows his makom, Ezra and Koyim, everyone knows his makom, so then there's kulam ahuvim. There's no machloikas. So it's the perek of Ezra and Koyim is the kulam ahuvim dika perek. And that's the end of Korbanos. But we finish and we're going up now to Olam HaYetzira, the Pesuk of the Zimra, which is the Olam of Malachim. And that's the Hachona, to go up to Olam of Malachim. And as I write at the end, we dive into the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Shibonu Beis HaMikdosh, B'mher Av Yameinu, V'sein Chalkeinu B'sar Asecha. Yehidi Yidu, Tzav Zayin Chelek. V'sein Chalkeinu B'sar Asecha. Chanen, it's HaKoyel Al HaKoyma, Yovim B'Shalom.
What is Yigimah?
Rabbi Shmuel Oimeh. I mean the Mishmal finishes. Chen shnei chesuvim hamachichishim zeh ad sheyov shlishi hayachriya b'neim. That's the Torah kedusha that was given. Oraisa tlisa, chodesh tlisa, Torah is tlisa, Torah neviim chesuvim. Because that's the bechina. The bechina is the taka can be shnei chesuvim hamachichishim. Everything's got its mug. So that's the sod of Bamidbar, and that's the sod where the sod of counterclockwise. If you see the marshal, who is poigim in this? You see, Koyrach is poigim in this. Koyrach had a gewaltige mug, right? He had a gewaltige mug. Novos, as well, Yen is Makam. So, normally when we talk about Oisius, we talk about Giluyim, we talk about Rosh Tevis. Koyrach, the reason is Magala, is a Bechin of Soif Tevis. Tzadik Atoma Yifrach, is Soif Tevis Koyrach. Soif Tevis means that his Anhogah will be understood, Soif, at the end. Soif at the end. But Taka, the Indian that Moshe Rabbeinu, he's a Manig, and he's a Dos, and he's a Yentz. That's all taka in a till achas ayom. But achas ayom, and also the Kadosh Baruch Hu lasses mochel le tzaddikim, and then taka everyone will be shavu b'shavu. Everyone will taka be shavu b'shavu. He was trying to push everybody into the achas ayomim, and therefore into the soif ayomim. So therefore, by him there's also oisius. By him it's a bechin of soif tevis tzaddik tama yifrach. But meanwhile, the way the matzav was then, he was poigim in this nakuda. Of everybody. The same goes for Haredi. One of the reasons why they counted all the Eden over here is because this is soon their Kilo's going. They're preparing Kilo to go into Eretz Yisrael. And the Sefer Bamidbar is the Sefer that takes them come out all the way into Eretz Yisrael. They had to know Kefi the Chalukas Haaretz, and the Chalukas Haaretz was divided up between the Shoresh of every single Eid. There's a Goyrel, there's a Urim Atumim, Oisius used to shine. Kedushas Oisius, they used to answer them. So the whole counting over here was Keilu, the counting was Taka, to see where each person's Sherish is for him, to see where each person's Sherish is for going to Eretz Yisrael, because every year there's a Sherish. It's a big schus if a person knows his Mokim, his Ois, his Sherish, what his Avoide is, and how everybody's just like a Sefer Torah. One Ois is possible, the ganze Sefer Torah is possible. One thing is everything's possible. So that's what a person has to realize. With the Torah Kedusha works the same thing with Klal Yisrael. If one yid is chas v'shalom poigim in something, so it can that chet can be poigim the hecher mentioned as well. Everybody's totally ha v'ha because each yid has an ois in the Sefer Torah, and that's what we would have to realize by Chag HaShavuos. Therefore, the Masechta is Sanhedrin, Makkos, Shavuos, and Hoirius. what we're doing in the morning. And the Hoyri starts the Bez Din make an Aveira, Bez Din al Machshala Gans Klal Yisrael, Pachad Ikazach, Bez Din al Machshala Gans Klal Yisrael, Lehel Gassan Hedrin HaGdoyla, Tzid Chelev, Roiv Tzibo of Klal Yisrael, Tzid Chelev, Vikim Tzad Azach. It's a machlokes tanoim. If Bezdin have to bring it, or Klal Yisrael has to bring the Pa'el and Dova. There's a shit to the Klal Yisrael brings the Pa'el and Dova. The Pashtus is the Klal Yisrael brings the Pa'el and Dova. So Chaim HaKadosh says, how does it come to it that Bezdin makes a zachet? About it, Salib the Chatoim or Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael wouldn't be doing Chatoim, Bezdin would never chas v'shalom make such a mistake. Shmeg lech lechlal that Bezdin should make such a mistake. Klal Yisrael achayte. So you see from there, that's what Chag HaShavuos is teaching us. Sech HaShavuos is 49 daf keneged ha'yimeg, then you go into Chag HaShavuos. Chag HaShavuos is the bechina of ke'ish echad b'leiv echad, where everybody has to realize that he's an ois in the Sefer Torah, and therefore his avoidah is lemaisa affecting other people's avoidahs as well, because it's all, if one ois is missing, the ganze Sefer Torah is possible, and that's a goy lachrais to everybody to realize this nekuda, that if you do an avera, you can machshel even the Sanhedrin HaGadoyla. So even the Sanhedrin HaGadoyla can suffer. His ois is from Aleph of Anoichi, and Yen's ois is from the Ayin of Esav, or the Nun of Nimrod. It's a chilek. You can't lay Anoichi Hashem in the Kecha if the Nun of Nimrod is split. It's totally Ha'obaho. After Shavuos comes from Sechaz Horius. He died on Tzachzan Tafkid. The last part of Sechaz Horius is the Koyin and the Nosi. Koyin asher nosi yechte, the koyin yechte, what kavod he brings, yedayin atzach zayin zach. Every yid has to know that even though he's got his own avodah, and even though he's got his chelik, but the tachlis is that you must realize that his chelik is something that everybody else is feeding off from as well. And that's the achdus, and that's the bechin of kish echad v'leib echad. It's not a big deal to have achdus if people are not focusing on their individual avodah. The chiddush of achdus is that each one's oisik in his individual avoida, and yet there's achdus. That's the emistic achdus, and that's the bechina of kish echad v'leib echad. That came through the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu, the bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu saw every yid, he saw his tachlis. He could be seuas reish kol hadas b'nei Yisrael, like Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu, Pashas Yisrael taka. You have to appoint deputies and yene deputies. Sorry, Alofim. Sorry, Dus. Sorry, Yens. The Svarim say, "Ata sechze." Yisrael is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, "Sechze means to look." It doesn't mean to appoint. He's saying, "Do cook stuff a mensch, and you can see exactly what his avoid is." Ata sechze mikolam. You have to look at everybody and see who's mesugel, who's mesugel for it. So that's the yisod. Moshe Rabbeinu can see. When he comes to Klal Yisrael, he was elevating each yid at Verstanden, Belcha Os, this which Os this yid is coming from, which Os this yid is coming from, and that's how he comes to Klal Yisrael, and he made us all into a Tzova, because he made us all into a Kol Yetzit Tzova. In Yisrael, he was Mechabras to the Yichas Ha'af, the Aleph base, and took us into the Oisais, the base of Oisom, as a Yedain out of Zain Ois.
What's the plan after becoming a yid, go after the mother then?
After what?
To be a yid.
Oh, because Kolzman, Pshat is Kolzman is a goy. Kolzman is living a goy. So then it goes back to the mother's yichas. If the mother's a goy, he's also a goy. Within Yidden, within Klal Yisrael, in other words, this shevet to that shevet, goes back to the dos. Oh, but if it's a goy shezach, one of the parents are goyim, so then already has to go with goy shegdar. And Goyshek Dharmas, you go back to the mother. Beshevet, Yenashevet. Sayyidishazach, Ayyidishazach goes through noise. However, if the Shaila is he a Yid or isn't he a Yid? So then you're ready to say, this is Nishkan Yiddish again. He goes back to the mother. Everyone has to have an ois, everyone has an ois in the Sefer Torah. Every yid has to. That's the pshat. Seinchel keinu b'sarasachas. Seinchel keinu b'sarasachas. In Torah, I mean, every yid has his chelik in the sefer Torah, his ois, and that's his chelik in Torah. That's his chelik in avoda. That's his chelik in ma'aseh mitzvos v'chadoyim. Shkoyach. At least this will be open tomorrow night. That's why I'm saying that when you put the pen on paper, you've written a yud already. The shirish of all the oisiyas is a yud. because you put the pen down on paper, you've already written a yud. You make another, it goes weiter her, weiter her, so you make a dalet, it started off, every oy starts off as a yud. Shurish is a yud. So that's why an aleph is made of a yud and a yud. Because it's connecting, the aleph connects from down here, top there. Then when the Rebbein Shem said, Anoichi Hashem Lekecha, the Heilige Aleph, Heilige Aleph from Anoichi, Heilige Aleph from Anoichi, that was Maalit. So by Adam Rishon state, all the mess up Kilu, all the Neshamas got fablunged all over the place, that came from the Chet of Adam Rishon. Came from the Chet of Adam Rishon. And it says, by the Chet of Adam Rishon, the Aleph turned into an Ayin. Kosnas Or, by Remeya had Kosnas Or. His Sefer Torah Kilu had an Aleph. But it says that Adam and Chava dressed themselves afterwards with Kosnas Or. Or is Ayin, with the Or, with the hide. It says Remeya said they had the Bechina, the Aleph is Neschalef to an Ayin. In other words, they lost the Darg of the Aleph, and that came back, that was restored in the Bechina of the Aleph of Anoichi Hashem Lekecha. The Aleph puts everything back. That's why it's Yedua that says that Dinim or Nimtak B'Sharoshan, right? You've seen that in the Nusach in Bina, whatever, it's Nimtak B'Sharoshan.
One
of the footnotes. Oh, very good. Shteytens Farim. Ah, yeah. Oh, very good. Oh. Merchand is Obishprach. Says that Din Abna, the Shem Abna, is Din Aleph. I'm talking about Din. There's Din. And there's Aleph. Take away the Aleph. So then there's Dalet Nun Yud, which is Din. Oh, but the Aleph is the Sheirish, everything. When you stick an Aleph to something, you mal it to its Sheirish. So if you stick an Aleph to Din, you mal it into the Sheirish. And that's the Amtoka, and that's Amtoka Sadin. That's the beginning of Yaakov. So we said before that Yaakov put everybody in his Sheirish, in his Ois. Yaakov is called the Ish Emes. Emes is Mace Aleph. Mace means when it's Yorid, right? Regler Yoridus Movis, it goes down, it goes away from the Sheirish. Yaakov is Midas Emes, he puts the Aleph before the Mace, and he's Mala back there, back to the Sheirish as well. Akev is an Ayin. But Yaakov was with a Yud. The Yud is Mala everything back to the Sheirish. Put every Yid, Vayishkaf, he took all the Yeshkaf, Pes, Oisius, and Bemokan Ahu, put them all back in their Mokan. Oh, Shkoyach.